New apps will help growers know when to spray dicamba. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. BASF and Monsanto have taken several steps to try to prevent a repeat of last year's dicamba spray issues. Their latest step is the development of mobile apps that will help growers when applying their dicamba herbicides this growing season. We'll hear from Logan Greer with BASF and Scott Partridge with Monsanto right after this. BASF and Monsanto have developed mobile apps to help growers when applying their dicamba herbicides this growing season. Logan Greer, technical product manager for BASF, tells Brownfield their free app gives growers their specific weather conditions for spraying BASF's Engenia herbicide.
And it shows the key weather-related requirements on the label all in one place. So it will take your IP address or your location from your phone and give you your specific weather. And that includes wind speed and direction. It also includes inversion potential, precipitation probability for the next 24 hours, and the time of sunrise and sunset, among other things. And it combines all of those things into a conditions index. So it will be red, yellow, or green over the next 36 hours. And so it's meant to help applicators plan when the best time to spray is so they can ensure they get that on-target application.
Scott Partridge with Monsanto says their app will provide much of the same kind of information. And he says the training sessions they've conducted over the past few months should also make a big difference this year.
We've trained over 30,000 growers in hundreds of sessions. Training is the key to making proper applications. We know from last year's experience that over 91% of the off-target movements from our customers was a function of not following the label. And I don't mean that as a criticism, because this comes from growers and applicators who self-reported. So training is absolutely key. We've done online training. We do in-person training. It's actually available at RoundupReadyExtend.com. And we're working with all 33 states to make sure that training takes place in their states. This, in addition to giving away over 1.1 million nozzles.
And Partridge says there will be a big increase in acres planted to their Extend soybeans.
We expect growers to plant over 50 million acres total of dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton. That'll be a double of acreage of soybeans from last year across 34 states.
And Logan Greer of BASF tells Brownfield they've trained more than 25,000 applicators over the past few months. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.